Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. My pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you to be part of mine, isn't it? My website is www.jbsba.com. I hope you have as much fun listening to this show as I do making it available to you, because one of the things that's the most fun for me is as you heard me say earlier in the hour, is being able to introduce you to some really cool people, the members of our Brain Trust, the outstanding community of experts that we have. It's the largest community of small business experts in the world, and there's nobody who exemplifies the quality, the excellence that we have in our Brain Trust more than our good friend and our guest this half hour, Ivan Meisner, the founder and the CEO of Business Network International, the author of so many books. I wrenched my back carrying them in here. He's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be on your show.
It's good to have you back, and you know, I got to get a wheelbarrow for all your books, Ivan.
Yeah, I'm up to 8 now.
8, wow. And another one coming out, I understand.
We're working on a couple books right now, actually. Yeah,
wow.
2 or 3.
Well, we're looking forward to introducing them to our audience. Ivan, you had an opportunity. You know, whenever any of my Brain Trust members travel abroad, I encourage them to come back on the show and allow us to live vicariously, because all of us don't get to travel abroad. And so I encourage him to come back and give us a little travelogue about what happened so we can find out, you know, if we had a good time or not. And you traveled to Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum, didn't you?
I did, yes.
And we've had a number of our Brain Trust members over the years who have gone to that. Bob Dillenschneider is an excellent example of that. He's gone in the years past and has given us a report, but you're the first one to come back and give us a report on Davos. And what did you find over there?
Well, it was very interesting. I was there actually to train Richard Quest, the host, the business anchor for CNN. I was there to train him on how to work a business mixer on camera. And then he went out and worked a business mixer for a little while and came back and, tried some of these ideas. It was really fun.
That had to have been exciting. And congratulations on being asked to do that. Folks, as you've heard me say before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. So for CNN to ask you to do that, that's pretty impressive.
Well, thanks. We were pleased. We certainly didn't want to miss the opportunity to do this on camera. That's what really made it interesting.
And, absolutely.
And he went out and worked the business mixer following some of the suggestions that we gave him.
Right. Well, what did you suggest that he do?
Well, one of the things that I think was most important was that he didn't even know where to start. He wasn't quite sure how to view the crowd and know where to go from the very beginning. And we recommended something to him, which is published up at entrepreneur.com, an article that I wrote on how to tips for working a business mixer. And when you look at a room, and they did this on camera with the camera high, 20, 30 feet above the audience, mm-hmm. or above the mixer looking down, you just see this mass of people, and you don't even know where to begin. And so what we recommend is that you look for what we call open twos, open threes, open fours.
Hmm.
When you look at a room, you'll see closed twos, closed threes, closed groups, and you'll see open groups. A closed group is people who are standing parallel, two people standing parallel to one another with their shoulders squared off. Mm-hmm. They're facing each other. They're clearly in a conversation, and it's not easy to step up and step into the group of two.
Right.
An open two is two people who are standing slightly askew.
So let me stop you. I mean, so we're talking now. When you say mixer, and that may have been something that may have gone over some people's head. You're not talking about a forum where everybody's looking at a dais and this is not like moderating a panel.
No.
This is where you're actually going into where people are mixing. They're focusing on each other, not on any particular stage or anything.
That's correct. It's okay. Kind of like a social before a business event.
Exactly.
And
okay.
You have hundreds and hundreds of people. walking around, and most of them, many of them, don't know each other. So where do you even begin if you want to network effectively?
So close to and open to, is that what you're saying?
That's right, close to and open to, and you'll see a lot of people who are standing parallel, facing each other, talking to one another. That's a close to. It's hard to break into that. Then an open to are two people who are standing askew, just slightly
like
askew.
At a 45-degree, like at a 90-degree angle of each other, so to speak.
Maybe not. You're close to that. If you were to look at it on a diagram, it would almost look like a V.
Right.
You know, where they're standing, where a third person can easily step on into.
They're talking
that.
To each other, but they're not heavily engaged.
Yeah, where they're open. I mean, they are literally open to a third person stepping into the group.
Ivan, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get Ivan to tell us how he trained CNN to work a mixer. And we've got some other things to talk about, too. Right after these messages, it's 20 till. Ivan Meisner is our guest. He's the president and the founder of Business Network International. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to remind you, by the way, folks, something I forgot to mention earlier. Next week is the 15th of March. In next week, I think, what is it, Tuesday? So, you know what that means. If you have a corporation, that means you have to either file your tax return on the 15th or an extension. You get an automatic 6-month extension. So don't get yourself all worked up. File the extension. It's automatic. Nobody, you're not going to get extra, you're not going to have an extra chance to be audited because of it, as our tax experts tell us. So don't let that date slip up on you. Next Tuesday is the 15th. Keep up with that. Ivan Meisner is our guest. He's our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust, founder of Business Network International. How many chapters are you up to now?
3,626.
But who's counting, right?
But who's counting? We opened the 26th chapter in Israel, just out of Tel Aviv, the last week.
You got 26 chapters in Israel?
No. Our 3,626th chapter.
I got you.
We do have about 16 chapters in Israel.
Wow. So when we say Business Network International, folks, it truly is international, and we know, Ivan, that you know, 6 or 7 years ago when you started working with me, you only had like 1,500 or something like that, wasn't it? Something like that.
It was about 1,500. Yeah, we've more than doubled.
Yeah,
and it's because of your show.
I do what I can, Ivan. I'm always glad to help. And I have my tongue squarely in my cheek when I say that, folks. It's all because of the hard work of Ivan and his great team. And I'm really proud of you, Ivan. I'm proud of what you've accomplished.
Well, thank you. And we appreciate the relationship with you because, you know, no joke, media attention is important for any business. And you certainly, you serve a double purpose. You teach the public, you teach business people how to build their business, and you give exposure to businesses.
And I'm a cool guy, right?
And you're a cool guy.
It doesn't get any better than that. It's like a hat trick,
no.
Isn't it? Okay, let's get back to working the room, to interviewing. You helped CNN understand how to interview people in a mixer, and you were telling us about the way to look at the people who are in the room.
Yeah, there were a number of things that we did, including, you know, the basics, like, you know, you got to make sure and wear a badge and what it includes and what do you say when you come up to somebody. But the challenge that that the anchor there had was, you know, where do you even start when you walk in the room?
Because when he walks up, he's got a camera too, doesn't he?
Well, not always, no. Okay. Although he did in this situation, he didn't always have a camera. And his goal was to try and put on a show that showed how the average business person can do this. And, of course, clearly anybody who's wearing a badge that says a business anchor for CNN is going to be pretty easy to talk to. Or, you know, people are going to want to talk to him.
Right.
But he was trying to show how the average business person can do this. And it's really important, you know, being able to read any size crowd and gauge when to come into a group of two, three, or four more people in networking is an acquired skill. And
right.
What we try to do is to show how you look for basically open groups rather than closed groups. An open three, for example, would almost look like a U.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be three people standing together, and there's a spot that's, you know, it's like a puzzle. It's like a puzzle, and you're the fourth piece to fill out that U to make it a full square.
So they might just be talking about the weather, not anything in particular.
That's right. And you know, just kind of sliding on in and listening to how, where the conversation's going will tell you that pretty quickly.
Right.
But it, people, human nature is funny. When there is an open spot like that, that almost always means that they're not talking about something that they don't want the world to hear about. And if you, the next time you do this, it's like an epiphany. It's like, I think I told you this before, Jim, you know, a BFO.
Mm-hmm.
Have I told you what a BFO is?
I think so.
It's a blinding flash of the obvious.
Right.
You thought I was going a whole different direction there.
I've forgotten what it stood for, but I remember the acronym.
It's a blinding flash of the obvious, and you're going to see it the next mixer you go to, and your audience, when you go to a mixer, check out the room. You will see open twos, open threes, open groups, and that's the place to start if you're working a business mixer,
right,
like a chamber, which you were talking about before I came on air.
Which brings me to one of my pet peeves. Whenever I'm in a closed twosome or threesome, it really annoys me when people think that they can just walk up and one of us is talking, we're obviously engaged in some discussion, and they can just walk up and interrupt us as if we should stop whatever we're talking about and let them talk about what they want to. That's rude, Ivan.
It's absolutely rude, and you want to make sure that if you're going to come on into a conversation like that, you wait until the people there acknowledge you, and I usually wait until they say, hi, how are you, and introduce
if
me.
If I want to be there, if I want to talk to somebody in that group, let's say I have to leave, but I need to tell one of them something.
Yeah.
I stand nearby, with close enough where I can't really hear what they're saying, but I can tell that they're talking. And if they stop for a moment, I just say, pardon me for a second. But
yeah.
I never just blurt in, but a lot of people do.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. And those are, you know, we've talked about networking being more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about
cultivating
relationships. And I think you're clearly talking about the hunters in the room, not the farmers.
Right. Right. Anything else on what you told them at that over in Davos, Switzerland?
Well, that was most of it. And we talked about the tools of networking, the importance of having. It was really funny because I said, you got to have your business cards with you. And I asked him, I said, you do have your business cards with you, right? He didn't have a single business card. Not a single business card on him. So, you know, just the simple techniques like this, it's a great article. It goes into a little bit more detail. If you have a chance, you can see it in Entrepreneur. Go to BNI.com, and on the right-hand side, you click on the Entrepreneur banner, and it'll take you straight to this article.
Well, congratulations on CNN asking you to do that. That's pretty impressive. Now, there's a new project you're working on, too, isn't there?
Yeah, a new project with Mike Macedonio and Mike Garrison. They're my associates with a company called the Referral Institute, which is a training company for referrals, and we're working on a book called Truth or Delusion, Busting the Myths About Customer Referrals.
When we come back, that's what we're going to talk about, the myths of customer referrals, and I think this will definitely help you to be more productive in your next networking effort. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Chicago. Take us out. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Robert Cray on blues guitar. Pretty darn good blues singer, too, if you get a chance. That's good music. Ivan Meisner is our guest and our good friend. He's the president of Business Network International. Ivan, give us your website one more time, please.
www.bni.com stands for Business Network International.
And the last name is Meisner, M-I-S-N-E-R, and wherever you find his books, you'll find something that will benefit you. Ladies and gentlemen, he's got a number of them out there, about seven or eight that he's written already, and he's got some more coming. The last one is called Masters of Network and Masters of Success.
Masters of Success,
that's
yeah.
It. Yeah. Yeah. And also, is this your 20th anniversary year, or was it last year?
It is. No, it's our 2005 is our 20th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What a great milestone for you. Okay, we're talking about busting some of the myths of customer referrals. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. You know, the thought came to us, Mike Garrison, Mike Macedonia, and I, that many entrepreneurs have perceptions about referral marketing that aren't really based on reality, that they're really delusions. And it came to us really with something that I've been saying for years, started with my book, World's Best Known Marketing Secret, where if you provide good customer service, people will refer business to you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a truth or delusion? Now, I don't want to put the heavy weight of small business on the on the block here to have you take the test or not. But what do you think it is?
That if you give good service,
if you get good customer service, people will refer business to you.
I don't think that will happen automatically just because you got good service.
Yeah, this is why you're the master.
I think that's a myth.
Yeah, that's a delusion, no question about it. Many, many entrepreneurs think that good customer service is the number one way to cultivate word of mouth and referrals, but it's not. You have to do more than that. You have to give good customer service, otherwise people will never come to you.
Right.
But if you do good customer service, people expect good customer service.
That's
so when
right.
they get it, they're happy. And when they don't, they tell everybody and their mother about the bad experience.
They don't have to be trained to tell them if you don't do a good job, but they have to be trained to tell people that you do a good job.
You're absolutely correct. So it's one of the first delusions or myths about referrals. Here's another one, truth or delusion. For maximum referral impact, you should cultivate relationships primarily with the movers and shakers in your community.
Well, that's an intuitive yes, but I've been doing it long enough to know that that's probably a delusion.
Yes, it is, sir. You're absolutely correct. It is a delusion, and you're right. It's an intuitive yes. It is, and that's almost the exact phrase that I've been using on this one. It's almost like telling a boxer to lean into the punch.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound right. It sounds counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact it is the right thing to do. And one of the things that I found is that networks are very much cluster-like. They're clumpy. That the people we know each other, and that the more you can find connectors between clusters of groups of people, the more powerful your network. And the more we hang out with people that are just like ourselves, the more we hang out with the same kinds of people, the less diverse our network is and the less powerful it is.
Well, let me tell you something else. When I was selling full-time years ago on commission, I would much rather have the favor of the secretary than I did the ultimate person in charge.
That's right, because the ultimate person in charge, first of all, the ultimate person in charge tends to hide from salespeople.
They also come and go.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a real good point.
I mean, I've done business with companies, and I'm still doing business with companies where the ultimate person on the top of the organizational chart has changed six or seven times, and I'm still doing business with them because of my relationship with the regular folks.
Yeah, very true. All right, you want one more?
Uh-huh.
Truth or delusion? The best way to ensure referral success is to follow the golden rule. Treat your referral sources the way you want to be treated.
I'm going to say that that's true.
You know, it's kind of a trick question. That's delusion, and here's why. While it does seem like a trick question, it's not. All too often we deal with our referral sources the way we'd want to be treated. If we want to strike a chord with them, however, we need to keep in mind that it's important to remember that we have to treat them the way they
want
to be treated.
What's in it for them?
Yeah.
With them.
And that is a little bit of a trick question, because the golden rule is a great way to do life, but you have to remember that your referral sources may not be motivated by the same things that you are. And if you try to motivate them by the same things, it won't work.
Just remember to treat them like you've heard us talk about treating customers. What's in it for them?
That's absolutely correct.
So I'm batting 666. Is that right? 2 out of 3?
Yeah. Listen, and you got
that'll
some
get,
of the
that'll get me in the Hall of Fame.
It will indeed.
Hey, thanks, Ivan. Give us your website one more time.
It's www.bni.com.
Thanks, Ivan. Happy anniversary. Congratulations on 20 great years. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.